No.
Like knicker or wicker or winner or winker or winnie or...
I've heard winnie.
Okay. If you've got some horses and mules and cows and various things, you might say, I've got to go out and feed the...
animals.
Mm-hmm. And if you've got hens and turkeys and geese and that sort of thing, you're going to feed the...
birds or chickens.
Okay, chickens is general.
It would be general.
Good. A hen on a nest of eggs is called a...
sitting hen.
And the place where hens live?
Hen house.
How about a smaller thing?
A coop.
Mm-hmm. When you're eating chicken, what is the little bone that children like to break?
Wishbone.
Any other name for that?
No.
Breastbone.
Pardon? Breastbone.
What is the superstition? What happens when you break it?
That if you break off the part without the joint,
mm-hmm.
you will not have good luck.
Mm-hmm.
The person who gets the joint,
mm-hmm.
It will have good luck.
Okay. Did you ever hear that you get married first if you get the short end?
No.
Okay. some people say that, really. Do you have a name for the inside parts of a chicken that you eat?
Well, separate parts.
A general name for all of them.
Innards.
Okay, good. How about the part inside part of a hog? Sometimes they stuff sausage in. Sometimes it's eaten. I've never eaten it. I've heard people say it's good.
The intestines?
Okay, you have a more...
I don't have another word.
A more colloquial name for it. I'm sure you must have heard it. It's often associated with black people eating it. Though many
chitlins?
White, mm-hmm, many rural white people
yeah.
eat it, too. Okay, if it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it's what time?
Feeding time?
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear cows called?
Yes.
How do you call a cow?
With a bell, sometimes.
All right. Any kind of shout?
No.
Okay. Would you say anything to a cow to make it stand still while milking?
Whoa.
All right, and how about to make it move its leg back?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear a calf called?
No.
How would you make a mule or a horse turn left or right when you're plowing?
Other than pull the reins?
Anything you'd say to them?
No.
Okay.
There are terms for that, but I don't know.
Getting horses in from the pasture, any calls for that?
No.
Suppose your horse is standing still and you want to urge him on, what do you say to him?
Get up.
Okay. And to stop him?
Whoa.
Anything to make him back up?
No.
All right. Any calls to pigs? Arkansas people ought to know how to call pigs.
Oh, yeah. woo, pig, or suey.
Hmm.
That's all.
How about a call for sheep?
No.
Chickens?
Chick, 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 chick.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get the horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I have to, the horses.
To get them to go somewhere?
You're getting them, you're about to attach them to the buggy, you're going to the horses.
I don't know.
What do you call all the stuff that you put on the horse?
Dress.
Well, it's another term for gear. And the verb, it's the same word, noun or verb. The verb is synonymous
saddle.
For hitch him up. This is to a buggy, though. Trying to think of another context in which it might be used, and I can't. I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
H-A-R-N-E-S-S.
Harness.
Okay. You familiar with the word?
Yes.
As noun or verb?
As both.
Okay. When you're driving a horse, what would you, other things you hold in your hands?
Reins.
Same if you're plowing?
Yes.
Same if you're riding?
Yes.
Okay. And the things you put your feet in?
Stirrup.